Blog Talk Radio.
To the beach, y'all.
Sound good to me. This sound hard. Funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble like I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'ma take a happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe, the microphone is. Who's last the longest, the news is strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to this sound to breathe. There ain't no future in your front.
A kilo, and if you ever do, yo, will never be with me, yo. Serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Back on Black Benzo, we'll get it up, amigo. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped, cause if we ever do.
Hey, say I never got caught with a kilo, and if somebody did, it wasn't me, yo.
What's up, family?
Welcome, everyone, under the sound of my voice, to it's Tuesday episode of Kel's Corner. I got the co-host with Demos. Yes, she ready to read y'all posts. I like that. And do her thing.
What's up, Smith?
How you feeling?
What's happening, my brother? From a different mother, of course.
Of course. Man, I'm doing good. But you know what, Trace, I was thinking about it. I don't really have like I do have a story to tell. A lesson, y'all. A lesson. Okay? When you get mail from D.C., Maryland, Virginia, for our buddy Lou up in Jersey, when you get a mail in your state or a state, open that joker quick. Open that joker as soon as you get it. Look, young, I'm laying here on Saturday, right? Watching the summer league basketball. And I just looked over on my nightstand. I said, man, let me open these letters and see what's going on. Trees. Bruh got $400. $400 worth of tickets, camera tickets in D.C. Girl, listen. And the bad part about it, I get a letter yesterday, and now that I'm in the open soon as you get it mode, I get a letter yesterday. The first annual ticket done double. So what I did, I drove down the path that because, Trees, it's the same spot every time. It's not a new place. It's not a different place. It's the exact same place every time. So I'm riding, and I'm like, you know, because yesterday I tried to go a different route. You know, I was like, man, I'm not messing around with that route no more. I'm going to go a different route and see how that worked for me. Well, I went the different route, and I couldn't stand the trees. I couldn't stand. I like to ride home in the actual neighborhood portion of the city. I don't like to ride the highway home. Now, riding the highway to work is cool for me, but riding the highway home, I just don't like it. It's like, I don't like the bridge set up. I don't like the way people be in the hustle and bustle of getting home. It just, and I almost took the wrong turn like twice, Trees. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I know how to get from down by the Verizon Center to my home driving, you know what I mean? But
right,
they done made so many changes to 295 and getting to Suitland Parkway. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. But I found my way, came on in, but I said this will be the last time I take that route. So today, I said I'm going to take the route that I normally take, right? And mm-hmm. I'm taking that route that I normally take, and I said, okay, this is the area where you normally get that ticket. So I'm driving, doing the speed limit, 25, because I finally saw a speed limit today for that area. And okay. I was like, got to do 25, got to keep the speed limit. Girl, why that camera was like right over on the right-hand shoulder? And I said, that's that damn camera right there. I should go smear some grease on that choker
okay.
or something. But I am to the point, Therese, where I'm accepting my wrong, accepting my fault, and
okay.
paying whatever it is that I need to pay in order to get the situation rectified. You know what I mean? But, girl, I'm trying to tell you, if that was a big, huge pill for your boy to swallow. Do you hear me?
I know, that's right.
And then, and see, me, and I got anything involving the law over my head, I'm nervous. I'm one of them looking over your shoulders. I don't drive comfortable. You know, I'm like, no, don't let that cop get behind me. And this, that, and the third. But I talked to an officer today at my job, and he was like, don't worry about it. Just pay him off, and you'll be good. He said,
yeah.
You don't want it to get too far gone, because then they'll start violating you while you're driving. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then they'll impound your vehicle and all
oh,
this
no.
nonsense. Yes, yes. So I said, yeah, I'm not gonna let it get that far. I figure I pay a little here, pay a little there until it's all squared away. But
mm-hmm.
moral of the story, in D.C., do the damn speed limit.
Slow
if you
down.
Don't know
yeah.
what it is, yes, if you don't know what the speed limit is, 25. You safe at 25. I don't care if it's a 45 speed limit. You safe at 25 at all times. So, yeah, do the speed limit, y'all. I'm sorry. This is a public service announcement from your boy Kale at Kale's Corner. Do the speed limit, for real. But, yeah, other than that, ain't really nothing going on. I enjoyed the sports this weekend. I watched the girls play on Saturday as well, Saturday evening, and I hated to see Elena Belladon the same ankle again, you know, now she really does. As she gets older, and I'm wondering and asking, do you think it's her time to go ahead and, say goodbye to the game?
Yeah. Mm. She should have been gone last year. But, okay, I ain't the one to take nobody bag from them, ever. So if she feel like she can play, then go ahead and play, because they already underpaid. So if you can play, go ahead and play. But if you looking at your health, her health, you know, it's always going to come into play, because she's an older person now. She's an older female.
Right.
And she's suspect to getting hurt more often than not. So, I mean, if you feel like you can play, they all feel like they can play. You got to be the one to say, listen, pull him to the side and say, listen, you know your age, you know, you need to go ahead and chill out. But ain't nobody doing that. They want that bag.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about it, Elena has given so much to the WNBA that I'm pretty sure she would have a coaching job like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that someone is more than willing to take a chance with her as a head coach. So, you know, you know, she just gotta you know, make her mind up that this is where she's going to be now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is what she wants to do. I'm scrolling in our.
Well, she could be an announcer too. She can do. She'd be a great analyst.
Yeah, yeah. And while we're on the WNBA, let's send a prayer out to the Nikki McCray Pinson family. Nikki McCray passed away. You guys,
I
forgot her age. Yeah, yeah.
She was young. She was like 51.
Yeah.
She was young.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she was around. I do remember, recall hearing that she was
she
only 51 years old. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, hopefully she gave and did all she wanted to do, you know, before she left this earth, you know. But prayers to her family and, you know, death is, I don't care who
that
dies.
That son was young,
man. Yeah, yeah. I think he's like three or four years old.
No, he's 10.
You know?
He's 10.
Okay.
He's 10.
Okay. Okay.
And
yeah,
she was married. She had a husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Death is a part of life. And
yeah.
We all know that, but that doesn't make it any easier. You
any
know?
Easier.
Yes, yes, that doesn't give us any relief. So, yeah, prayers to Nikki McCray Parsons and her family. And we hope you guys.
Pinson.
Yeah, yeah. We hope you guys have all that you need from family and friends to help you get through this situation. All right, y'all. So we're going to dedicate this show to Miss Pinson. We're going to dedicate this show to Miss Pinson, and we're going to send prayers up for the family. All right? Okay. On today's Tales Corner episode, we will discuss the MLB Home Run Derby and the winner. And its winner. I had a chance to watch that last night, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, and, you know, it's funny because I'm watching it, right? And I'm like, if they can hit them out the park like this during the home run derby, why are they not hitting them out the park, you know, on the regular? But the pitchers were throwing lollipops. You know what I mean? And lollipops are slow. You can see them. You can aim and really put all of you behind it. So, yeah, y'all, that was just one that I had to sit and think on. I said, okay, the pitcher's throwing lollipops. Right, right.
Yeah, and now, the pitcher is helping him. He want him to hit. They want him to hit the home run. You know,
right,
regular season, they don't want you to hit nothing. They trying to throw it for you can't hit it.
Right. Well, the Midsummer Classic is tonight, y'all. The Midsummer Classic is tonight. And I want to know which side has the advantage, in your opinion. Is it the AL or the American League or the National League? We're going to discuss that. We'll discuss the latest NBA, Summer League, and trade news and rumors. I'm going to tell you guys, it's pretty much the same going on in the NBA right now. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to take a close look at the 2023 NFL Top 10 Offensive Tackles and Centers. Top 10 Offensive Tackles and Centers. Okay, now, you guys can join Lady G. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. You guys can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. That's each and every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, yeah, Therese, that was a pretty sad situation with that young lady, man, you know. I remember Nikki McCray playing as a Mystic, and she was a good ball player. She was really a good ball player. So, yeah. You know, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Treats, anything you want to say before we take this break?
I know the people online probably wondering why I have this Band-Aid on my face, and I'm just trying to say I was working out, scratched my face. And it's nothing serious. It's just a little scratch. I just didn't want it to bleed or anything on the live. So that's about it.
That's what's up. The grandkids did not whoop her ace. Okay? The grandbaby did not whoop her ace. We'll be right back. Hey. The Blue Jays, Vlad Guerrero Jr. was singing that song last night, Hello from the Other Side, the winning side of the MLB Home Run Derby. He wrapped up the final round with 25 dingers. 25, y'all. And I was like, man, I would be tired. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know we both said, they're hitting lollipop pitches. And the pitchers are there to help them more so than to hurt them. They want them to hit their home runs during the Derby. But I was just like, man, that joke would have tired me out. I'm serious. I was watching them ding them balls out the park. And, I mean, even the baseballs that didn't make it out the park were in my book, still good hit baseballs. They just didn't find their mark out of the park. But 25, Vlad Guerrero, He is your 2023 Home Run Derby champion. Treats, you got anything to add to that?
All I wanted to say was that Rodriguez, he broke the all-time Derby record with 41 wins, and you would think that somebody hit 41 home runs in 3 minutes plus the one with 4 minutes. They would win. You know, they would win. He had his boots. You know, he was booted, suited and booted, had his boots ready, sitting on the side. You know, baby girl was out there. But he came up short by two. He came up short by two, and that's how he lost the home run derby in the final. He lost the home run derby 23-25. And I was like, oh, man. But to hit 41 home runs in 4 minutes, that's I ain't never seen that before. And if it has been done, I've never seen it done before. And I usually watch all of them, but I've never seen that done before.
Neither have I. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because I was watching. I don't want to say the guy's name wrong, y'all. So let me go to it. I was watching Randy
Arozarena.
Yeah, I was watching him go on his tear, you know, and all he needed was that bonus round. I think if he would have gotten that other 30 seconds, I know for sure he would have hit the last two out that he needed. But, hey, Vlad Guerrero did what he did in his time, so he was the rightful winner of the home run derby. And it was great to me to see a competition in sports that it's all about what you do. It's all about what you do. It's not about what the referees call. It's not about what the team manager calls. It's all on you. And I, for one, enjoyed these young men showing out, you know, and congratulations double to Guerrero because his father won the home run derby back in the day. So, hey, them Guerreros are home run hitters. Yeah, that about. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take some calls on this. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Hello.
From Jersey.
Hello. Thanks. I saw some at home. I saw the home run derby last night. Wow, Vlad put on quite a show. Well, like father, like son. That's the first thing.
Although
I wasn't a big fan of his father. I mean, you know, being with you know Bob Montreal and stuff, but he was a great player. But he did some damage to us as you know Yankee fans.
Right.
So now his son, of course. You know, well, it's true. I mean, I mean, we didn't play against him often, but when we did, he did some damage to us, and his son is doing the same thing. So, must run the family.
Yeah. Guerrero Sr., there's a lot of teams, Lou, that feel the same sentiment that you do when it comes to Vlad Guerrero because he was a tear during his playing time. He was a tear. He was that player that almost had that Barry Bonds mystique with him, he was darn near closer than anyone else. I'll say that without the use of steroids. Can I say that?
Right.
Without the use of steroids, without a doubt. All right, let's take another call.
But you don't need that.
You say what? Lou?
We don't need steroids and stuff. It ruins the game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It really does. It really does.
Thank you. It truly does.
It gives you a unfair advantage, and medically, it's not good for you. You know, it's really not good.
Yeah. as I've often said in other shows, that the steroids and whatever things they come up with now, you know, with this new thing of get your hands with a bat and whatnot, and steroids, it's going to do more harm than good in the long run. You're better off without it.
Right, right. I agree with you 1,000%. All right, what's up, Fitzstab? What's up, Huckleberry? How you feeling today?
What's up, Huck?
Hey, how's everybody doing? What's up, Lou?
Everybody good.
The three most impressive things to me in the home run derby was Rodriguez in the first round. That was incredible to see him hit like that. I think he might have wanted to save maybe 15 home runs for the next round because he just wore himself out. But seeing that and seeing the guy for the Orioles who did the switch hitting, I can't remember his last name, but seeing him move to the other side, that was impressive. He went to the other side and hit just as many home runs on the other side. He was good. He was very good.
Right, right, right. That was another element that made that home run derby exciting. Because when he went over to switch sides, you just reminded me of it, 57. When he went over to switch sides, I said, "Nah, that Bama ain't going." And then the pitch came and dang. And this Bama was hitting him off the park. I really thought that he had the advantage going in that second round, not just because his number of home runs, but because that impressive showing. You know, but go ahead.
And not just Seattle, but baseball, the tribute they paid to Ken Griffey Jr., because he really is the one that sent the home run derby into the atmosphere like he did. You know, this guy was just awesome. And I like the way, like I said, not just the city of Seattle, because that's where it was being held, but baseball did a pretty good job itself.
I'll say all from the complaints about the rule changes and the umpires checking the pitchers, frisking them when they come off the field and all that. Yes. That was a classy exhibition last night. That was a very classy exhibition last night. And my hat goes off to the MLB because we can find things that we don't like about a sport that we're watching, and we're going to come here on Tails Corner and let it be known for real.
Facts.
So I have to give kudos and attaboys to where they are deserved. And that All-Star home run derby last night was great. Now, I'm waiting to see exactly how exciting this All-Star game is going to be, but for the first part, that home run derby, they get an A+ in my book, especially with like 57 said, the young man starting off on one side of the plate and then taking it to the other. That's something we've never seen. We've never seen, not seriously during a competition. Now, I've seen guys during a game, they'll switch it, you know, but to see it during a home run derby, that was a first for me. That was a first for me. And it was good seeing that. All right, let's take another call. My man, Kane, what's up, bro?
What's up, Kane?
Family, much love and respect always. What's up, big bro? Lady T, Lou, 57. Hey, man, listening to you, everything that I was going to talk about, y'all done already talked about it. There ain't no reason for me to repeat it. I'm just like, I'm going to wait for this game tonight.
I did enjoy it, and I
was surprised to see Marshawn Lynch out there running around like that. But I knew he was from Seattle. It's just the fact that everybody always saying Marshawn don't interact with this and he don't like talking. It seemed like for some reason he always out Seattle doing something very wonderful out there on that side of town.
Right.
So you know that it was good seeing him out there running around and laughing and joking with them fellas and all that. So you know that was cool. That was cool.
Well, Marshawn Lynch, his problem was he didn't want to be told what to say. You know, remember his interviews where he led off with, "I'm just here so I won't get fined, boss." You know what I'm saying?
That's because they were taking what he was saying out of content. Like they was saying, whatever he said, then they would try to add on and say he said something else, and he was like, "I didn't say that." Like, what are you talking about? And then that's when the problem came in. He started saying what you just said. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, if I can make a little comment, Marshawn Lynch knew his value and his worth in the football and what his worth was in society. He knew how much money he could make, and the NFL wanted to stifle this dude and not let him do what he knew he could do. That's why he went ahead and got out of football. Now he can make as much money as he wants. And that's what he's doing. And like everybody said, they tried to put a label on him, and they tried to stifle him and take his words out of context. That's why he stopped talking to him and just got on out, making more money now than he probably would have made in the state of football.
You know,
another thing, 57, that you say that, it was because y'all don't remember, like, they could have won that sack at Super Bowl, but they didn't give him the ball to run it in. So then they started asking him questions about it, and then he answered it truthfully, but then they didn't want to hear what he really had to say about it. So then they started picking at him, you know, they're trying to twist his words around and stuff like that. So that's what really happened.
Not to go all football right now, but I have to say this. The Seattle Seahawks look like the biggest jerks in the NFL that made it to a Super Bowl ever. Mm-hmm. You guys took your opportunity completely off the table to be a two-time Super Bowl champion. And you put the ball in Russell Wilson's hand. You're throwing from the one. Come on, man. Come on.
Right.
You got the league at that time. Marshawn Lynch was one of the league's leading rushers, especially around that goal line. So because they didn't want those nonchalant answers to be given to the media, that was the Super Bowl I said the NFL and the Seahawks chose the media over the legacy of the Seahawks. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I'm not a Seahawks fan at all, but Debo is. And Debo is funny. It's funny to hear him talk about it. Because he was like, man, I watched that Super Bowl on repeat, hoping that play would change. And it never changed, man. It never changed. I was like, that your team made history on the bad side. Even if you didn't want to give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, why not give it to another running back? It's no way. You're on the 1 yard line, about to go in and score. You decide to throw it.
But bro, you know why they couldn't get another running back? Because if he didn't make it, they would have scrutinized them the same way we're doing now. Because I remember that game, and Marshawn Lynch was the one that got down that field by his running.
Right.
He was bulldozing people on their possession right there. So what they did was just totally wrong. They should have just gave it to Marshawn Lynch, because if they would have gave it to somebody else, we would have been saying the same thing. Like, y'all didn't want to give it to Marshawn Lynch, because y'all didn't want to hear this about this at the press conference, and he don't really want to talk to y'all. You just still gave him hell, bro.
That's true.
If you listen to the New England Patriots players talk.
Hold on.
I'll put that under the probability fashion there, because the probability of you running and falling in the end zone with 1 yard are way greater than your quarterback backing up 5 yards and throwing the ball. So guess what? I would have called in, if I didn't want to give it to Marshawn Lynch, and we all know they didn't, I would have given it to another running back, or, like you said, Frank, I would have let Russell Wilson get behind that big offensive line. If they can't get you 1 yard in a Super Bowl, why in a ham sandwich are they your offensive line? Go ahead. Go ahead, 57.
57.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was on mute. I put it on mute. Go ahead. I'm good.
Otherwise, we'll get anywhere.
You were saying something about New England?
Oh, I was saying that even the New England players were like, when they talked about the game afterwards, how when they got down to the 1 yard line, they were saying, man, we about to lose the Super Bowl. And when they threw the pass, and then they were shocked themselves.
That is a fact.
Boy. Super Bowl history. Man.
But back to the MLB.
MLB. Let me read this list off, y'all. The American League starting lineup for tonight. Second base, Marcus Semien of the Rangers. Designated hitter will be Shohei Ohtani of the Angels. I hope I said his name right.
Shohei Ohtani, right.
It's a designated hitter. Randy Arozarena will play. Arozarena will play left field. Corey Seager of the Rangers at shortstop. Yandy Diaz of the Rays at first base. Adolis Garcia of the Rangers right field. Justin Hayes of the Orioles center field. Josh June of the Rangers at third base. And Jonah Heim of the Rangers will be playing catcher. Pitchers, Gerrit Cole of the Yankees. Manager, Dusty Baker of the Astros. That's the American League. The National League starting lineup, and we all knew this, Ronald Acuna Jr., right field, Braves. Freddie Freeman, first base, Dodgers. Mookie Betts, center field, Dodgers. J.D. Martinez, designated hitter, Dodgers. Nolan Arando, third base, Cardinals. Luis Ariza, second base, Marlins. Sean Murphy, catcher of the Braves. Corbin Carl, fielder of the Diamondbacks. And Orlando Arcia, shortstop from the Braves. Pitcher of note will be Zach Gillian of the Diamondbacks, and the manager is Rob Thompson from the Phillies. Now, I know I'm asking a lot of you guys, but out of these names read, which division or which conference do you guys think will have the upper hand. And excuse me?
American League, all the way.
Why? Why?
Well, I think he got more bet. I think he got proper. And with show me the money, Ohtani as a DH, I mean, I don't think he can go wrong with that. I think this is going to be, you know, that, you know, see how it's a hitter's ballpark. The American League have more better hitters than the National League. So I really do think that the AL, I wouldn't say it's going to be a slaughter fest. I mean, I think it's going to be a very competitive game. But I do think the AL will have a slight advantage. It's a hitter's ballpark.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a hitter's ballpark. I think it's the National League, bro. I'm looking at the lineup for the National League. You know, Acuna Jr., Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. They're starting three are home run hitters. They're starting three are get on the base type guys. Now, I will admit when it comes to National League and American League, I watch more games from the National League, but I see all the highlights from the American League games. And Shohei Ohtani, yes, he's a good pitcher, but is he really a good designated hitter? And I go to the first. Okay. Well, outside of him at number two, Marcus Semien of the Rangers. And Randy Arozarena of the Rays. Now we saw Arozarena last night during the home run derby.
Yeah.
Mookie too.
But well, Mookie Betts is playing on the National League team, and
right.
That's what I'm saying. You got Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. And then you got a little bit of J.D. Martinez to deal with. Nolan Arenado. You know what I mean? It just looked like this National League lineup. Now, my only question will be Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks at pitcher. I don't know how much. Yeah. I don't know how much you can trust him at pitcher. You know, if I'm going to match up pitchers, the American League going with Gerrit Cole from the Yankees. Gerrit Cole is a monster, seriously. And the National League had to have serious hitters to go up against. I don't know how much Zach Gallen is going to bring to the party as far as pitching goes for the Nats.
Well, I have to disagree with both of y'all, you and Lou. I disagree with Lou, and sorry, Lou, since we both Yankee fans, but I don't think the American League is going to win it this year because the American League roster is loaded with home run hitters. And the National League – I'm just saying. I think small ball is going to win the World Series this year, and the National League plays that better than the American League does. Even though we know the American League got a better record, and they're doing this, and they're hitting the long ball a lot better in the American League, but I think National League is going to win this game tonight, and that's why I'm going to go to the National League to win it, even in the ballpark that they're playing in.
Yeah. I second that. I like the National League roster as well.
Right.
Because the American League, they don't have no people that really can get on base. They just want to hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't be focused on getting on base. They just want to hit a home run. National League, they want to do both. Like they want to get on hit so somebody can get on base, and they want to bring that person home. That's my reason for going with the National League. That's my reason for going with the
NL. We might see something we ain't seen in 10 years.
Facts.
A butt.
Anything can happen.
Gotta
have a butt.
Wow. To have a butt during an All-Star game, I can hear the announcers now. The nerve of him to butt the ball
had an all-star game.
You know what I mean? But, hey, listen.
Come
from
on.
The home run derby, from the home run derby to the all-star game tonight, you can see MLB is all about excitement. They want to put butts in the seat. You know, that's why they're telling us the rules have changed. The timer is a part of the pitcher's mental repertoire now. They're saying they want to make the game faster, you know, because people were complaining that it's boring. But you like the counter? I don't like that counter. I really don't. I don't. You know, because every time I look up, and every time I look up, it's like the counter is already on 9 or 8. And I'm like, what happened to the rest of the numbers? You know? I feel like you can't rush perfection.
Yeah.
And the pitchers are, I mean, don't get me wrong, all of MLB is held to a standard of perfection. But pitchers, seriously, because, you know, that to throw a no-hitter or to shut another team completely out or down, you know, that's a feat. That's something that only a pitcher can do. All around the diamond ballpark, you can have somebody catch a ball and make it out. They throw the double play ball and all of that. But the pitcher is the one where all that action starts with. So, let's take another call.
Irk Justin said, all-star pitching, small ball might be a winning strategy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point 57 made, and we agree on which conference is going to win, but I'm picking the National League just because I think they have better hitters on this National League roster. These guys are like, yeah, we here for that. All that smoke. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a good game, something worth watching. Is this Brother Nas?
Hey, Nas.
Hey, what up, y'all?
What's going on, Nas?
Ain't nothing, man. Cooler. Getting ready to watch the Braves Invitational. It's nice of them to let other teams play in the All-Star game, too, but, you know. Braves out there.
Funny. Oh, Nas, give me a break, man.
Come on, Nas.
You know y'all gonna fold up like a lawn chair when we get into the playoffs.
Get up,
hey man. For some reason, the Atlanta Curse don't hit the Braves. It just do that to the other teams. For some reason, they let us win.
You ain't lying, cause y'all wanted the last time like that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. But that ain't happening this year.
They saying, I hope not. I hope not, Kale. Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah.
But right now, the Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves are the hottest teams in baseball in the National League.
And
the Rays, hottest teams in baseball.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the Vlad Senior and Junior. Both of them killed us every time we played them. So
every time,
The pops and the son.
Yeah. They said they want to get y'all the most.
That's what
I know,
man.
Thank you, sis.
Oh, my bad.
That's what Lou was just saying. That's what Lou was just saying. That Guerrero is a bad memory for you Yankees fans. So, yeah. And for him. Yeah. So, you know, hey.
I just don't see Atlanta holding on to the lead or holding on to it, Nas. That's messing with you.
They got a good team, 57. I can't even.
They do.
I can't even be. I don't even want to say that.
What's the little stumpy guy they got as a pitcher? What's his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about.
You talking about Fareed or Soroka?
Yeah, or yeah, there you go, Nas.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about Stricker?
I mean, they look good.
Stricker with the mustache. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the mustache.
Yeah,
okay, then.
Strider.
Mm-hmm.
That boy's bad.
I called him Stricker.
He's bad.
I got that name all wrong. Just looking at it yesterday, got the name wrong.
Hell no.
Hey, man, you know.
That guy y'all got out there, that left fielder, I mean, y'all got an Okuna, and then y'all got an Ozuna. So y'all, you know what I'm saying? So y'all doing it this year. I ain't lying. I can't even be mad.
I'm trying to tell you, y'all better hope Ozuna go to jail. Y'all better hope Ozuna go to jail again. That's the only way we're getting stopped.
Oh,
he ain't
goodness.
Going to jail. They already said it.
He
ain't he
did
going
not,
to jail.
He did not just say that.
He
got
to
hope a Bama go to jail, man. Nah,
listen,
he ain't going
to they just trying to say that to scare everybody, but he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, that's the lineup tonight. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm definitely going to get my popcorn and get my baseball on this midsummer classic.
Right.
And I truly hope it is a midsummer classic. And the National League take it.
Right.
That's just me.
Your boy Eric Jackson said he's gonna sit this right here. He's gonna send a shout out to Josiah Gray and go net. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been disappointed, man. I mean,
yes.
You know, we get people on base and they hit a double play ball. We get home runs when nobody's there on base, but that batter can come in. You know, it just we're just off tune right now. The Nets are just off the team right now. And hey, like 007 always say, when you think of the Nets, you can recall their title, their championship. So, you know, we're not hurting as Nets fans, truly. We're not. I can watch a Nets game and actually stomach what I'm seeing, you know, because I know the team, what's going on and what they're striving for. So it's really not but the Nets, seriously, this season, boy, oh boy, stink
yeah.
ain't the word. Stink ain't even the word, y'all, for real. And that's
did
my
y'all see
team.
How they had all the kids coming out of baseball, turned this thing last night into an event. They had things for the kids to do. These other sports better start paying attention. Baseball is stepping up and doing a lot more. So even before the game starts, you done had the kids done had a good time. They have no ball out there, and they got plenty to do. Other sports better start paying attention.
Yeah, I liked how they had the kids out there doing the home run derby, and to watch them bring their energy trying to catch the ball. It was like I was like, damn, are these kids getting paid per ball? You know what I mean? Because it was like every man for himself, and they were just looking like they were having the most fun ever. You know, like they was at Kings of Mean or Six Flags somewhere. For real. Those kids was excited. And it actually brought me a little more excitement watching them. Go ahead, Fitz, Jeff.
You remember how you used to talk about when you used to step out on the golf course early in the morning how it was stepping out there all fresh and everything and stepping out on the field? Them little kids don't need to get paid, man. That's one of the best feelings, running out on the baseball field.
Yeah.
One of the best feelings in the world.
Yeah. And plus the crowd, the crowd behind you.
Yep.
Not one boo. Not one boo. Everybody was cheering and clapping and excited for them children, man. That was a great, man. Baseball did it, man. Baseball did it last night.
Yeah.
And I'll step out there on a limb and say I think we're going to have a repeat excitement tonight with the All-Star game. You know,
I agree.
Like 57 said, man, y'all. I hope y'all other teams are taking notes and thinking of ways that you can incorporate this next generation. I don't care if it's catching the football or retrieving the basketballs at the three-point contest or when you're trying to throw the football through the holes, have kids there to catch it, man. You know, how can you want the next generation if you're not utilizing the next generation? I don't know how many kids, boys and girls, last night got the thought in their mind of being in the MLB or for the ladies playing professional softball, you know? So, yeah, man, if you want to keep it going, you want the next generation to be a part of what you're doing, incorporate them. Put those kids out there, man.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have an age limit. You can have an age limit, you know, so that you know they won't get hurt, you know. It's high schools throughout the United States with football, wide receivers. Let's say the top wide receiver in each conference gets an invite to the NFL All-Star. You know what I mean? And instead of that weak flag football that y'all had us trying to watch, you know? Do something to incorporate these kids, man. That's just
see that phony All-Star game?
You know, I can't tell you guys how, you know, I found myself running to the bathroom over that flag football competition in the NFL. I'm like, man, are you serious? Come on, man. You don't want the players to get hurt. I understand that. But y'all got to give us something better than flag football, man. Y'all got to give us something better than that. And you can still have incidents. Huh?
I mean, what's happening to regular football? Let's just do a regular football little tournament real fast, couple of minutes, 2-3 quarters, and then the game is over. You can do a lot of stuff. Put a whole bunch of people out there. It's a lot of stuff that you can do.
Right.
The EFBCB234Q people say we can't do that no more.
You said what, 57?
The LBGT C54 Fumble.
Say
we can't do that no more.
I call it the letter.
Yeah, I can't. Hey, look, I'm not going to even put myself in that type of controversy today. All I'm going to say is it's the powers that be say we have to be gentle when we hit people now.
Yeah.
That could go so many different ways, but we're going to stay right here where we at because that opened up a whole bunch of cans of worms.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep the lid on it, on the can, and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
But I get it, 57.
Right, put that race back in there. Remember Darryl Green used to win that fastest man thing? Bring that type of stuff out there.
Yeah, you remember Houston McTier. All of them guys, Darryl Green used to beat them every year.
I want to see Tyreek Hill against everybody.
The thing that they're doing a combine that they could put into, you know, they could instill in there. The high step jump, the see how high you can jump, all that stuff, you can put it in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
True. I'm with you on that.
Have a Super Bowl
weekend. NFL, y'all got to put y'all minds together and give us fans something better, seriously. Because
or just take our advice here on Kale's Corner, because I know y'all listening.
There you go.
We know it. And with that, that
you know,
is
stealing our advice.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Latest NBA news when we come back, y'all.
Don't be timid when you in it, plot it. Love a bone, live alone, need it. Jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby. Come and get it. Take the love, do it, sign it, baby. Give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby. Get the right guy. Why you texting me? You know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't this fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding sky. Don't need.
Whoa, whoa, Ari Lennox getting a little.
Yeah.
She getting
there. She used her quota for the month.
Yeah. NBA, Pascal Siakam is available. And the Pacers and Hawks are among the suitors. Pacers and the Hawks. Wemby from the Spurs has been set down for the rest of the summer league. He won't be playing in any more games, no announcement of an injury or anything like that. They're just not going to play him. I think he's not showing for real what they want to see as a team, as an organization. So they've decided to sit him down. That's just my opinion. And the boy is taking more ridicule, and he's the topic of so much negative publicity that I think the Spurs just said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and sit him down. In other news, who the hell knows where Damian Lillard is going? Who knows for real? There are rumors of the Heat, the Celtics, you know, and even the Lakers. How Lakers, I do not know, but there, one thing about the NBA that we've all learned since David Stern's days, what the NBA wants, the NBA gets. So, I mean, that's all the latest with the NBA. What say you, Lady T?
I don't know. I mean, he's a good fit in with the Heat. Like, but they got rid of Strauss. They got rid of Gabe Vincent. So I don't know if that was the reason for them getting rid of them, so they can get Damian Lillard. It's a good look. It's a good fit. I don't think the Lakers have room to get him. But I mean, you know, they're the Lakers. They can afford just about anybody. So I would like to see him with the Heat.
Right.
I mean, if he got to go anywhere, I would rather see him come over there with us and we get rid of somebody, but that's not going to happen. So the Heat is the next best thing.
Okay. Nas, come on in here, Nas. What say you, Nas?
Yeah, I think it's Miami no matter what. Portland doesn't, it looks like Portland doesn't want Hero, so Miami's trying to shop Hero around to get a third team involved. Get like a first rounder or whatever to throw into the package. But just remember how Dame is kind of built, man. Like Dame, I can't see Dame going to the Lakers. He would look at that as jumping on a bandwagon or whatever. Cause you know, Dame is a little different than most other superstars. I feel like he got to feel like he got it out the mud. He can't feel like he on a super team. So him going to Miami, all that Heat culture stuff, that fit perfect. And his agent is calling people, telling them not to trade for him. So I just think it's going
to
be Miami.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. They say he's calling people saying don't even ask about him because he don't want to come over here. Don't even ask.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Come on in here, Tanya. You got any comments on this one?
Man, I really don't know where he really gonna go at, but anybody else got a chance besides the Heat that can afford to let some players go? To me, it's gonna be the Bucks. Any other team? Portland not gonna want to deal with no other team because they don't have nothing that they want. That's the main thing. It's gonna either be Miami or the Bucks. I just don't know which one of them gonna get it. Even though I know he want to go to Miami. I don't know. It's going to be Miami or the Bucks in my case.
Yeah.
The mother team, they don't have nobody to give up that they going that Portland going to want. You know, they trying
they
to give
no
away
trade
BS. Exactly. They trying to give away BS, and Portland like, oh, no, we not doing that. And really, Miami don't even have nothing for them to give up. They done already got rid of Gabe Vincent and Strauss. And then what the Bucks asking for is a whole lot. They want like 2 or 3 first round picks and all type of crazy stuff. And not saying that Dame ain't worth it. Don't get me wrong. My own 4 definitely ain't worth it. I mean, he nice now, but you can get
33.
Yeah, and he's 33. He only got a couple of more years. So all that 4 round picks. That's the thing. The Bucks asking for too much for any team. They're going to tear somebody's team apart if he go to, like, Boston. But the Bucks is the only one that can give up
his team.
That's
what Portland asking for.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Portland, and that's – ain't nobody giving them no 4 rounds. You better be happy if you get 2. You're not getting no 3 or 4 first-round picks for no 33-year-old. And don't get me wrong, Dame is one of the – Dame time. He bad. But he's not going to get that right now. That's dead, man. And for real, he might just end up staying right there in Portland because ain't nothing going to go down.
Right. I think Dame waited too long for Dame time. I think he waited too long. Bruh, you should have made this a desire to be traded known at the end of the season. You should have made it known. You wasted so much valuable time where your team could have gotten something this year, and that would have made it more of a shoehorn into another situation. But because you took so long, what could they do?
Well, I think the team, Portland was telling him other things, like we're going to get this person, we're going to try to get that person. And he was trying to just hold out for hope that they would do it because he really don't want to leave. Like, he really don't want to leave. He want to stay in Portland. So he was trying to, like, wait to the very last moment to leave. Like, I think they already knew that he wanted to leave. It was just that he made it public to everybody else that he wanted to leave. He was trying to see, like, what y'all going to do? Hey, what we going to do? Because y'all already know I got one foot in, one foot out. So what y'all going to do? So they didn't do what he wanted them to do. They went and got all these young players. They didn't get nobody with no name attached to them that could carry them, you know, be like a 3-man roster for real, for real. And there wasn't no big names over there. So they didn't go get a big name person. They didn't get nobody that could run with him. So he had to go public and say, this is what I want out now. He had to say it like the way he said it.
It was really both of their fault.
Front office.
The team.
Yeah.
It was both of their fault.
Yeah.
That's because everybody was trying to be, and I respect all these decisions because both of them on both sides was trying to be loyal to each other, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was really both fault. That's how I'm going to look at it.
But you don't really find loyalty on the owner's side at all. You really don't find loyalty on the owner's side, for real, for real. And none of these players, they trade you when you sitting on the bench. They trade you at home while you sleep. They don't care. They won't give you no heads up. So I think they both was trying, like Tane was saying, they both were trying to do the right thing for each other, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah. The front office said today that it's going to take a few months down the road before a decision is made when it comes to Dame Lillard. But I heard you mention Wembanyama, whatever, Wemby earlier. He scored 27 points, got 9 rebounds in the last game they played. The team said they didn't mean what they wanted to see. So they set him down because he's not having a – it's not that his first game was bad, but that guy got a small frame, and they got to get him for NBA. They got to get him ready for NBA action. They got to put about 30 pounds on, you know. 30? Let's not forget – he needs about 30, 40 pounds on him, man, at least. At least, let's not forget about the 7-foot-1 guy Chet Holmgren, who got hurt at the beginning of last year. He's having a dynamite summer league. He's having a dynamite summer league at 7-foot-1. You know, so he should be ready this year to play. Dame. Who knows where Dame is going to go? I kind of agree with Sis, but I'm going to throw a monkey monkey wrench in the chain. Don't be surprised if we don't see Dame end up in Philly. That's the only place I can see that he can go where he can fit in with somebody, where they ain't got where they can give up somebody. They can give up a Maxi and maybe somebody else, and they can still have a good team with Dame on it. But I don't even see him having a good team with Miami now because Miami had already lost some players, like Tane said. And the only other option, like Sis said, is stay in Portland.
But Philly has already said nobody does not come to them asking about Max. And I know we take what these teams say with a grain of salt.
Facts.
But you know what? The only thing that's really throwing that up about getting rid of Maxi is because what we said earlier, it's Dame age. He's 33. He's not going to let him go with that. I'm telling y'all, that's what's messing him up. That age thing is messing him up. Why the trade won't go down to where everybody wanted to go. And what Portland asking for, he's not going to get no 3 to 4 first-round picks for that man. Ain't nobody doing that.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
and he gonna sign the max deal, right?
He signed that extension. Yeah, he should. Like, I think 50 per, and that last year might be almost $60 million.
Exactly. Yeah,
taking on some salary.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Portland gonna pay half of it though. Portland paying most of it though.
Yeah.
They gotta pay most of it.
And that's. In all honesty, that's one thing I've always loved about the NBA. They give these dudes these astronomical contracts, and they actually honor them. They actually pay them, or like Treese just said, if it comes down to it, they'll have the pay with the other team. So these dudes are actually getting their money anyway, you know. So that's a good move on the NBA's part to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, just the NBA in general.
NBA.
It's still a you work for me, I'm the owner type situation, but they really financially honor their obligation, and that's the owners. That's each team, you know. Because some of these contracts, I've looked at them like, what? And,
that shows you how smart Bradley Beal and his agent was, because Bradley Beal was told where he wanted to go and everything, because nobody said a thing about it.
Yeah,
that trade clause in there.
That's right.
And you know,
also, that also lets you know what kind of money. Oh, go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Nah. You good?
No, I was just going to say real quick, that also lets you know how much money they playing with, period, as far as the NBA. You start asking the owners how much they're making in foreign revenue in China and all these places, they won't open the books. And when you know they writing checks like this, this means they pulling in crazy revenue. They just set up that new tournament. What they about to get from that? So, yeah, ownership is happy as that.
In December? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
What was you about
to
say, Tony?
That's crazy.
Hey, look, hey, brother, it slipped my mind that fast. I was trying to think of it.
All right. Well, in that case, we're going to take another quick break. Lady Chi has a topic that she's going to bring up. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
My friend, feel it there appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Hey.
Man.
All right. That was a song for y'all right there now, honey. I was over here like, yes, getting it in. But listen, I just got to tell y'all about the Javon Boots Ennis versus the Romaine Vila fight that happened over the weekend, you guys. If y'all don't know, that fight was amazing, okay? Ennis Boots knocked Vila out in the 10th round. I got to say, I want to give all the shout-outs to the Vila camp because that guy showed some grit, and he showed, like, how strong he was, but Boots wasn't having it. He had to knock him out in the 10th round. He was expected to knock him out in the 6th round, the 5th or the 6th round, but Vila stood in there. He stood strong, 10 toes down, but he did get knocked out. So that's all I really wanted to bring to you guys. I wanted to bring you guys that and let you guys speak on it. Here on the corner.
Yeah, that fight. Even the undercard fight under the young boy Taylor, that was a good fight also, man. But that dude Vila, man, if he had any type of boxing skills, he would have lasted longer. All he's looking for is that hook, and that's all he had. And that boy Boots, man, he can fight southpaw, he can fight any style you want, and then his defense. So and the combinations that he throw, man, hey man, that boy nice, man. I'm talking about the uppercuts with the jab with the, then he throw uppercuts with both hands, hands. You don't see too many boxers, man. They can throw them, but not the way he was throwing with both hands. That man nice, man. Boots nice.
Yeah.
Calling out quite a few boxes too. I can't wait to see who we get next.
He'll take on whoever beat the Crawford Spencer fight. He want them next. I said, oh, okay. I don't know if you're ready, but okay, let's do it.
Come on, Marcus. What's your comments on the fight this weekend?
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, bro? Let me start off and say hi to everybody. What's going on?
Hey.
What's going on? How you doing? I don't mean to say it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You know, when you fight a Rudy Pooh, you get Rudy Pooh results. So that's just what happens. But listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like your boy Villa, he really wasn't supposed to be in a position to fight Boots. He upset his last fight, you know, and his last fight was put him in that position. He got that Mexican style that's really, really tough, you know what I'm saying? And he is a tough guy. He's a great opponent, you know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, he was good to being there with Boots, but I'm gonna tell you, Boots ain't ready for the people he naming. He just ain't.
I know.
And
he seems like it.
He's going to mess up.
Go ahead.
You there, Mark?
He's going to mess it up.
Yeah. He's going to mess it up his opportunity to become a champion, a world champion, if you keep calling out names too early. He is good, but he ain't ready. He ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? And he has a tough chin. Don't get me wrong, but he has been clipped a couple times. I've seen him get clipped before, you know, and he weathered the storm, but I'm telling you, he ain't ready.
And he don't listen to his camp good. Like, they was telling him to do certain things, and he just wasn't doing them. And his father was like, you could see the anger on his father's face. Like, why you not doing what I'm telling you to do? Like, why you not doing that? So, I mean, he better take heed to his dad.
That happens a lot when you got father and son situations. You know, when you've been training your child for a very long time, and now he's an adult and he's smelling himself. You know, a lot of times you're supposed to break away from your father. That becomes a problem a lot. You know what I'm saying? It even happened with Mayweather. Several times
you see him and his father going at it.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, father and son combinations don't always work with coaching.
Mark.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and it happens a lot. But if your father got you to that point, you've been listening, listen, keep listening, y'all. Stop smelling yourself. Stop thinking you've been there and done that. Stop. Because your father had some great points. I understand. I know it's going to happen. I do. I got 3 kids of my own. But what I'm saying is, if you just listen and follow some instructions, especially as a professional, he's already been there. He's already done that. So, just, you know, I know it's just falling on deaf ears, but I just had to say it anyway.
Yeah, sometimes it's not about the message, it's the messenger. And because he and his father had developed that chemistry, that long-term situation, sometimes you just get tired of that. And you as the boxer feel as though, you know, I do this good. Why does he not allow me to do this? And you start getting in your mind where, you know, I need to get with a camp that's going to allow me to do this. Marcus brought up Mayweather. That was the same thing with Mayweather and his father. His father had him on a route to success. Mayweather felt like, yeah, but you're not letting me fight the way I want to fight. So that was the discrepancy there. Go ahead, 57.
This goes to show me how desperate my friends are here on Kel's Corner for fights. Because that was a boring like Marcus said, Rudy Poo fight. I saw a better fight last night at 7-Eleven, and these guys didn't get paid nothing. That was a sorry fight, man. You know, well, anytime we start giving the guy that got knocked out kudos for hanging in there for 10 rounds, you know, come on, man. Y'all know we're not seeing good fights right now.
I was only saying that because we weren't supposed to be there.
I'm going to say this, 57. I ended up turning to UFC and start watching the UFC fight on Saturday night. Because, yeah, that zone had me like, wow, what are they doing? So, yeah, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
I know my
little brother. I know he just loves boxing. Yeah, somebody.
Somebody giving us a reverb.
Yeah, but my little brother Payne, I know he loves boxing to the point that all you got to say is a fight is on TV. He going to turn it to see what it's about anyway.
Yeah.
So...
Hey, man, all I know is that boy is innocent. I heard what y'all said. That boy is nice. Throw with both hands.
Yeah.
Got decent combinations out the ASS. And whoever he fight, I'm on Booth in his side. I already heard what y'all said. That's all I'm going to say. Hold on, baby.
Yeah,
well,
he's an action fighter, so it's going to be exciting if you get him in with the right person. But like my man previously just said, be careful what you wish for, because it's kind of like Canelo getting that Mayweather fight. He got a Mayweather fight, but it was way too early in his development, and it shouldn't have happened.
You're absolutely
and
correct.
With Boots, he better be careful calling them folks out.
You're absolutely correct.
That is a perfect example. He's 31 and old. That's what he's supposed to do. He's trying to get some paydays.
Yeah. I mean, how long y'all want him to stay
and
not calling nobody
else?
He done fought 31 times.
And he's like 28 knockouts. I can't help who they put in front of him. It's what you're supposed to go do. As a boxer, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. I mean, what y'all want him to do? Sit back and then everybody can keep saying, he's fighting Rudy Poots.
Right.
Hey, we got to call them peoples out, y'all. Y'all know that.
Well,
that's right.
Can I say something? Can I
Go
say
ahead.
Something about that? Let's look at Boots' record. What's his record right now?
Like, I think it's 31-0 with 28 knockouts.
Yeah.
So it's 30-0. It's something like that.
So let me explain something how the Rudy Poo game works. Once you get to about 18 fights, my brother, that Rudy Poo game is supposed to change. He supposed to have fought a dude like him 10 fights ago.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
But it didn't happen.
This Mayweather destroyed boxing. He destroyed it with this perfect cherry-picking fiasco. You know what I'm saying? And everybody want to be perfect. Everybody want to have a perfect record when they go out the game. So they can consider themselves the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, bro, that he has cherry-picked just like a lot of these fighters cherry-picked. You know what I'm saying? And if you cherry-pick too long, then you go out the game looking sorry. You go out the game looking like, oh, you know what, I ain't really fought nobody.
You're making my point, bro.
You're making my point.
How long you want him to cherry pick and Rudy Poo? He's calling out the two. But he's calling out the two people.
Them guys,
it's a problem.
Also, they trying to bring themselves up, and if they trying to bring themselves up, they call it the same way with Mayweather. Them guys is looking for paydays. Yeah, there might have been some Rudy Poo fights, but that's what the game of boxing been for the last 30 years.
This is what we've been saying.
Nah,
and
bro.
That's how they do it.
Nah, bro.
That's what I've been saying.
Nah, bro.
Who you can't. The last 30 years, this is what boxing been like.
That's
right.
I wouldn't blame Mayweather for that.
I would blame HBO boxing more than anything. HBO changed the game when they brought the
tournament.
They had Roy fighting the bum of the week.
One at a time.
And that changed everything.
Exactly. So I would go there before I would say Floyd.
Hold on. Let me explain. See, you guys are mixing apples and oranges. Everybody is right. Let me be clear before I say this. Everything you guys are saying is right, but you mixing and matching. Roy Jones Jr., his issue was division. At the time, there was nobody to fight in his division. That's Roy Jones Jr. Let's sit him aside for a second. For the last 30 years, it hasn't been that bad. In Mayweather's division, it's been that bad. It's been that bad. Now, today, presently today, everybody wants to be the new Mayweather. Everybody wants to be the new Mayweather, but now you have to compete with MMA. Now you have to compete with all these other bare-knuckle sports where people want to see knockouts. They want to see, yeah, you was the best, but you got knocked out today. They want to see what boxing
used to be. Not in boxing. In boxing, I want to see your skills.
Huh?
And if you not in boxing, because we got tired of Mike Tyson knocking people out. In boxing, we want to see your skills.
Who did?
If you can knock them out after the sixth or seventh round, then do that. I don't never want to see boxing. Boxing is a strategy sport to me. It's like playing chess.
Yo,
But you're going to do better than me.
I never got tired of seeing Mike Tyson knock people out.
Wait a minute, y'all.
I just got tired of missing the fight. But I went to the bathroom.
You're right, though. You're right, 57. And that's what I'm saying. Listen, Tank, you are a small group of people who appreciate the sweet science. You're a small group. I'm telling you. If you do a poll, everybody wants to see knockouts. Everybody wants to see knockouts.
That's why they got MMA.
85%.
I want to see I don't want to see some type of boxing. I do want to see some boxing rounds, but then at the end, I want to see somebody get knocked out. I do want to see them get knocked out eventually. I don't want to see one or two rounds, at least four or five rounds, and then somebody get knocked out. I don't want it to be as soon as you come in there like Mike Tyson, boom, he knocked you out. You got some pink popcorn, and it's over.
When Mike Tyson's skill was to knock you out. You didn't see Mike Tyson. Listen, think about it. In the latter part of Mike Tyson's career, where he had to box Evander Holyfield and Buster Douglas. Those guys, they got the best of them because he didn't have that knockout skill like he did, like 57 say. We used to get up and thinking that it's ready to go five or six rounds at least in the first round, and you come back and they interviewing Tyson, and you didn't see nothing happen. But that was part of the allure, though.
Yeah, that was part of the allure. You didn't know if Mike was going to take him out in 1 minute or two rounds or three rounds, but it was must-see TV during that time. But the HBO point I was making was if HBO back then was signing somebody like Roy, five-fight deal, X amount of dollars, they didn't want Roy taking risks during that period. He could have went and fought Mikhalchevsky overseas. Remember that big thing where they never fight? But HBO wasn't going to take no risk because they wanted to see that contract and they wanted him to entertain. That led to boxing being what it is. And ultimately, like, Boots going to have to get more famous. And when he gets more famous, when he sits down at that negotiating table, they ain't going to be able to try to do what they're trying to do to him now, which is take the A side and give him nothing at that time. So that's why you got to raise his profile. Wow. That's why I was saying it's a little early.
That's right.
I go back
I
to
with you on that, but that's
Boom Boom Mancini and Dooku Kim. These guys fighting into the ring until somebody actually falls out and passes out, dies in the ring. These guys now, Roy Jones, and I'm just saying, this is how guys used to fight. Now they pick who they want. Roy Jones Jr. was a bum. He was a bum.
Hey,
he picked who he wanted. Didn't want to get hit.
Let's not go that far.
Hey, look, hold on. Excuse me. This is 57's opinion. So won't nobody else get in trouble. But to me, Roy Jones Jr. was a bum. As soon as he fought Roy Tarver and that boy Green, some guys who could punch him, and he had to fight, and they knew how to cut off the ring on him, they knocked him out. And once he got knocked out the first time, he just kept getting knocked out. So I'm just saying, these guys don't fight anybody anymore. Like Marcus said, they pick the bum of the month to go out and fight and then try to say, I ended up, when I finished, I was number one. Nobody beat me. I'm with him on that right there. That's the way it's going.
Well, who else is it to fight in his league? Like, who else? Hold on. Who else is it to fight? Like, who else is it to fight? He's fought. Who else? Who's left with a name
Tree,
is what I'm saying.
Tree.
Who else? Wait
Tree,
a minute. Let me finish. Marcus, hold on. Who else is it to fight in his league is what I'm saying. That's all. I'm talking about.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Boots. If he don't call out, hold on, y'all. If he don't call out who Spence and Crawford, who else is he going to call out? He's 26 years old. Like, who else is it for him to fight, regardless if it's his time or not? He feel like it is. His camp feel like it is. Whether we saying it's not his time, who are we? We spectators.
We have people with opinions.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, who are we to say that he's not ready? You know what I'm saying? Like,
he ain't
if
ready.
His camp feel like he's ready, if his camp feel like he's ready, then he must be ready.
Okay,
that's
well,
I'm
then
saying.
They wrong.
They're my opinion. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I understand.
Mine.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
but they wrong.
Okay.
They wrong.
In all honesty, that could be the beef between him and his father. That could be the reason why he's trying to get away from his father. Maybe his father is telling him, man, you're not ready. You're not ready yet. And he's like, look at my record. I'm 30-0 with 28 KOs. How am I going to be 32, excuse me? With 28 knockouts, when am I going to be more ready than I am right now? You know, so
I can't think of nobody else. You asked a good question with
exactly.
that, but ultimately, everybody say they want to fight somebody, but when the negotiations start, if Boots Camp say we want 50-50, then that let me know they don't want to fight.
Yeah,
I don't know what they saying they want.
Yeah.
They ain't said no number yet. They just said they
started negotiating yet, but I'm saying when they do start negotiating, that's going
to
tell you whether they want to fight or not. Because if you ain't willing to take the B side, come on.
Yeah.
But
if I don't agree with that, Nah. I don't agree with that. Well, I got to take less if I think I'm ready. What's wrong with 50-50? If that other dude think he's so much better than me, then let's get it on. He shouldn't have to take no 40 or no 30-70. That don't even make sense. If he just because he
that's,
don't want
that's
he,
the
just,
game.
Haney
and Earl just went through that now. And Steve just went through that now.
It
the more famous person
that.
Is going to take the bigger cut.
What I think is,
Devin Haney wanted 75, and he was trying to get Shakur 25. Nobody ain't taking that. I don't care who you are. Nobody ain't taking that. Just like Steve Shakur said, I'm worth way more than 25. You got me
which make you think Haney and company didn't want to fight.
Exactly.
Yeah, they come with an astronomical number, and when the no comes out, it looks as if your fan was the one saying no.
Come on
in here, Mark. Somebody please mute the phone. Come on in here, Marcus. Come on in. What were you saying?
That's my background.
That's my background because we're in a drive-thru and they're making a whole lot of noise.
Yeah. We can't hear the name.
This is the thing, man. Y'all brought up so many different points. I can't even talk to all of them. You know what I'm saying? I will say this.
Right.
When it comes to who's the favorite, we talked about this before. It's all about how you feel seen. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all
mm-hmm.
about.
If I'm the promoter, and I'm selling tickets
in the arena, right?
Mm-hmm.
My name, but let's just say you the top fighter, you the prize fighter. Your name alone, people that love you, hate you, or indifferent. It's going to sell tickets, your name alone. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but the Rudy Poole I'm fighting don't deserve my, he ain't put the legwork in that I put in. He don't deserve what I get paid. There's no
way. Need to be fighting.
Especially because the people came to see me fight. This is how it's been done. This right here is how it's been done for ages. Right now, there are a certain group of people that got to sell tickets in order to fight the guy in front of them. In order for you to get a Rudy Poole fighter, you got to pay for his room and board, his camp's room and board. You got to pay for their flights. You got to pay for everything. But listen to what I'm saying. You go through that for so long, fight after fight after fight, building your record all the way up to 20. Then you finally get a little piece of change, and Uncle Sam take a majority of that joint. And all your cab, they put in that same work. Now you got to pay them all. What I'm telling you is you work hard to get to the point where you the favorite. You work real hard. Trust me. I'm talking from experience. Like, everybody sacrifices to get to that point. And it's dollars and dollars and dollars, man. It's a lot of money that you spend and sacrifice to get to that point. So, I mean, it's only fair that the person who's got the name gets the bigger purse. It's just that way.
Okay.
That seems backwards to me, but okay. That's your field. But it just seems so backwards to me to pay for everybody from the pool and then all that. That's crazy. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's crazy.
Well, look at it this way.
Have you ever coached like a little league football or something?
Have I done what?
Like, have you ever been a part of like a little league or something like that where you know, a soccer league or football league or baseball or something.
Football.
Yeah. You know how much football, right? So you know how much blood, sweat, and tears, how much money you kick out as the coach, you know what I'm saying? How many miles you putting on your car, you know all of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just for those kids to play, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. I was never a coach. I was always a mom, and I was just responsible for getting them there. So I don't know. No, I don't know. I've been a part of it, but I don't know as a coach.
To add to that, as a coach, if we had a home game, we had to provide all the snacks for that day. We had to pay the referees for their time. I mean, I understand what he's saying. The person with the lesser name, he strives and fights to the point where he's the one on top. Because the bigger name, it can only hurt him to fight you. Because if he wins, he's supposed to. If he loses on the other hand, his whole name in the boxing game is destroyed. It's destroyed. So I can understand that point.
I don't get it.
If you want, Yeah, but hey, that's boxing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like that.
Listen, I just don't get it. That don't mean what he's saying is wrong. I just don't, I just don't get it.
Right.
I understand exactly what he's saying, but it just don't seem right.
Yeah. All right, great conversation. Time to move on. We can take a quick pause for the calls. 563-999-3782 is the number. Appreciate you guys and all this great sports talk. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Y'all band Pockets Ain't Hurting. Y'all want to party? Look that down up. I'm trying to tell you. All right, NFL time. We're going to go into the top 10 offensive tackles. Top 10 offensive tackles for 2023. First, we have Penei Sewell from the Lions at number 10. Number 9, Christian Darrisaw from the Vikings. Number 8, Carini Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil from the Texans. Number 7, Rashawn Slater from the Chargers. Number 6, Ryan Ramczyk from the Saints. Number 5, Jordan Mailata from the Eagles. Number 4, Andrew Thomas from the Giants. Number 3 is Tristan Wirfs from the Buccaneers. Number 2, Lane Johnson from the Eagles. And the number 1 offensive tackle in the league with the 49ers, one Trent Williams. Any problems with that one, y'all?
No, sir. Of course not.
Of course you don't. Yeah, of course you don't. Of course you don't. For real, honestly, last year, I have to say, Trent Williams was the left tackle getting all the attention. He helped that San Francisco team tremendously from that left tackle position. So, yeah, I give it to Trent Williams. Great job. Kudos. All right. Now, let's look over the top 10 centers. The top 10 centers. And you got to understand that center position, he's like the quarterback of the offensive line. Yeah, the quarterback calls out blocking schemes and things of that nature, but it's the center who puts everybody in position each and every play to be in the right spot, okay? So, with the top 10 centers, we got at number 10, Ryan Jensen from the Buccaneers. Number 9. Ted Karras from the Bengals. Number 8, Connor Williams with the Dolphins. Number 7, Ethan Pickett from the Browns. Number 6, David Andrews from New England. Number 5, Tyler Linderbaum from the Ravens. Number 4, Frank Rogan from the Lions. Number 3, Corey Lindsey with the Chargers. Number two, Jason Rett with the Eagles. And, Jason Kelce, y'all. I'm trying to read my own handwriting, y'all. Jason Kelce with the Eagles. And at number one is Creed Humphrey with the Chiefs. Creed Humphrey with the Chiefs. Now, my only problem with this list, I think I would have put Kelce at number one because Kelce put that work in last season. You know, being a part of the NFC East, I had no choice but to see his stats and his game performance. And Kelce was a monster for the Eagles at center last season. You know, from protecting the quarterback to giving the quarterback lanes to run through, and not just the quarterback, the running back and fullback as well. Kelce was the man. And he put that offensive line in some of the better positions than Creed Humphrey did, to my point. Now, I will say, because Patrick Mahomes feels as though he can make any throw at any time, it's kind of a harder job for Creed Humphrey than Jason Kelce. But still, I would have to put Kelce in front of Humphrey. Anybody a problem with that list?
I like the list.
No, that doesn't sound right to me.
I feel like
I can identify bad offensive linemen, but I can't really identify good ones until somebody says something.
Well, offensive line play is the most thankless position we could think of. But when you really, really sit and think about it, nothing can go on without good offensive line play, you know, because on the defensive side, you have your guys like Sam Darnold, Parsons, you know, Sweat, and guys of that nature who are doing everything in their power to get to that quarterback to wreck that play before it even has a chance to get started. So, like Nod said, it's easy to look at a line, let's say, the Cardinals offensive line. They left a lot to be desired last season. Whereas though we look at the Eagles offensive line, the boys was humming. They were playing as one. And a big part of that is Kelce's getting everybody in line and everybody ready to perform. So, yeah, that's our 10 centers and our top 10 tackles in the NFL approaching this 2023 season. And I, for one, cannot wait. I'm having the best birthday gift I could think of because my training camp opens on the day of my birthday. So I'm looking forward to some football this season. I can't wait. I can't not wait. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a good season. I think a lot of questions are going to be answered. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of Sundays of some good ball, some good play.
Yeah.
You know? Go ahead, sis. What you got to add to this?
I can't wait. I got my jersey on right now. This ain't no, like the jersey with the team name. I mean, you know, like the player's name on the back. Is this one of the jerseys? My kids got me a long time ago. One of my jerseys, the 49ers jersey, but it say Mama Bear on the back because I am a Mama Bear.
Oh, sir. Throwback, Joan. You rocking the throwback.
I'm rocking the throwback. So I'm ready. And on the wall, and people can see on the wall right here, it say, are you ready for some football, baby? Yes, we are. Over here in the corner, we ready.
Well, I told you for the first time, I left my stuff up all year. Normally, I would take it down after the game, put it back up, take it down, put it up, take it down, put it up. But now I'm like, no, I'm going to leave this stuff up this year. I want to see if that will shoehorn me into a better mindset. Well, I'm not, for real, the only position on my team that I have question or I don't want to say doubt, but concern, I'll say concern about is my quarterback play. Because Howell showed us good play at the end of last season, but as Tang has reiterated, they were already where they needed to be. So it was kind of like a situation where, exactly. I want to see start to finish grind. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I want to see him in every situation that a football season brings to pass. You know what I mean?
I hope he does good. I hope he do very well. I do. I really do. I hope he does well. I mean, I'm a pray for him. I pray for everybody, but I just hope he do well because this is a hard place to play at. And if he don't do well, they're gonna definitely let him have it, and he's gonna feel it. So I pray for the brother.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds. You got a young prospect who might be able to play. And if he can't, you bring in old, reliable Jacoby. He might not push the ball down the field deep, but it's going to be competent quarterback play. So if the defense is good enough, you know what I mean? It'll be what it is. So you kind of hope not to see Brissett. But, you know, Brissett ain't bad.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, not. And I will say, I'm even though I have my concerns with how I'm still more comfortable than I've been in previous years with my quarterback situation.
Okay, and with that being said, you guys, I hate to do this. I hate it. Marcus, come on with the last word, Marcus. Is he still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
Marcus, can you give us the last
I'm here,
word?
I'm here. My bad. Yeah, I'm over here at the game, man. I'm at the game, so I had to mute myself.
Oh, okay. Give us the last word.
Yeah. All right, everybody, listen, man. One thing we want to do is always, man, remain faithful, man, and remain happy, man, that we have an opportunity to get on this corner every day. Man, I want to thank Trees. I want to thank Kale for doing what they do, making it possible for us to do this, man, because, man, we need this on a daily basis, man, but we only get it on Tuesday and Thursday. So with that being said, man, show love and give love. That's it.
Aw, thank you. Mom Betty told me to tell y'all. Mom Betty, she's yelling over here through the phone. She's saying, peace, love, and soul, you guys. Just remember, peace, love, and soul.
Okay. Okay.
She had to get that in there for her O's. So, with that being said, you guys, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you guys so very much. Thank you. Mwah. Thank you. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Don't forget to get your shirts, you guys. Get your Kale's Corner shirt, one for 20, two for 30. They go up to size 3X. And if you need a bigger size than that, just hit me on the inbox, and I'll make sure you get it. Don't forget our Sick and Shut-In, you guys. Don't forget our Sick and Shut-In. And listen, All-Star game tonight. Kale, you have the last word.
I'm going to watch some baseball. Let's get ready to rumble. Hey, listen, I enjoy you all. I enjoyed your comments, your inputs, your thoughts, expressions. Everything. You guys made this a great, great show. You brought the energy that I, myself, did not have at the start at 5 o'clock. So I thank you guys for that. We appreciate you so much, so much. And remember what I always say. If you love them, they should already know. We're going to get back with y'all Thursday, Lord willing. And tell a friend to call in. Check us out and see what we're doing here on this corner. All right? Y'all be safe. Love talking to you. Never about you. And let's get it on.
Me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals. Bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. They low. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, he dip. I say, I get the money and go. This is high like a stove. My glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch to her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them the same. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms. The life off the plate. Hard to let these know. Just in case these forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check on all of that. They low. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look.
don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves.